In national news, new data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed that dwelling approvals in Australia fell by 6.1% in August. This comes alongside a significant 16.5% drop in multi-unit developments like apartments. Experts indicate that rising costs and a tight labour market are making it increasingly difficult for developers and builders to approve dwellings, despite a slight increase in approvals for detached homes. Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute Managing Director Michael Fotheringham urges that the economic situation needs to improve and prices needed to remain stable enough so that people can be confident enough for dwelling approvals to pick back up again.
Australia's best universities have all suffered a lowering in international rankings. Only the University of Melbourne made it to the top 50 universities this year, and locally, even the University of Queensland dropped from 70th to 77th place in the world. Experts say that the international students caps discussions likely contributed to Australia's rankings negatively, and that the fall is also likely due to a lack of international research collaboration.
In international news, Fat Bear Week is officially over, with Alaskan brown bear 128 Grazer taking the cake for her impressive bulk. The annual online poll monitors the bulk of hundreds of bears in Alaska's Kutami Nation Park who are preparing for hibernation. She has beaten her competitor 32 Chunk by more than 40,000 votes. This is the second year in a row 128 Grazer has won, and after giving birth to two cubs, it's made her the first working mum to be crowned Queen of Fat Bear Week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy, but showers will become less likely in the late afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22, the fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.
You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Thank you to the Zedline crew. But look, let's face it. Who is not going to have a giggle when you're talking about chonky bears?
That was really hard.
I just couldn't hold it in. I'm so sorry.
And also, I vagued out near the start. Who was it that was advocating that we go back to solving violence with violence?
Good old Bob Catter once again.
Righty-o. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting stuff there.
You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is Talking Zeds, and I just want to jump straight back into my interview with Andy Mack. Andy Mack started Koala skateboarding company back in the 90s, I think, from memory, this is a rebroadcast from an older interview, but I'm going to jump straight back into that now. Hang on, no, I'm not, because I promised that I was going to tell you where Backhand were playing. Backhand are playing in the 4ZZZ car park on Sunday, and they are also playing at the Bearded Lady on Friday. So there you go. I like to keep to my word every once in a while. So music-wise, we've crossed the what do they call that when you go from America to England? That's not the ditches.